I forgot to record. Okay, so today I want to talk about fear and how fear can be both a good and a bad thing. We all have fear at some point in our lives, whether that fear is losing someone, or fear of missing out, or fear of the future, what's to come. I can go on and on, right? You know, the fears that we have in this life. There is a good fear, which is beneficial and to be encouraged. And that fear is, and there's another fear actually that is actually harmful and should be overcome. The good fear I speak of is the fear of the one and true holy God, who created all things, and without him nothing was made. The fear of the Lord is reverence and awe for who he is in all his majesty, power, and glory, which comes through seeking and knowing him. The Bible says that Psalms 111, 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. So when I think of that, I think that all knowledge, all wisdom comes from God. He's created all things. A lot of people try to go through life and obtain wisdom without God, but find out that it's really empty without God. Because if you try to attain something on your own, we are fallen people. We don't have all the answers. But God does, because he created all things. He knows all things. So another verse that says, the fear of the Lord leads to life, rest, peace, and contentment. So Proverbs 19:23 says, the fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied. He will not be visited by harm. Those who fear the Lord have security and safety in him. Proverbs 14:26, in the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence, and his children will have a refuge. A good fear should lead you to knowledge of not only his love and how he died for sinners, but his wrath and his anger towards sin and how he plans to deal with sinners who do not trust him as the only way, the truth, and life, and repent from their sins. There's a verse in Matthew 10:28 that says, do not be afraid of the one who kills the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Hell is a real place. And it's no joke. If you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you should. You should be afraid. Because this is your eternity at stake. Cry out to God to save you, because only he can. He is merciful and he is just. Although we don't deserve it, he sent his son to die so that we can have eternal life with him, that we would not perish. For all those who would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. Most people know that verse. It's John 3:16. Now, when we have Christ, does fear just evaporate? Of course not. Because sin still exists. But one day, he will wipe away all sin. And there will be an unending, perfect peace in heaven with God. But God shows us, as long as we have him in our life, we should not fear. Matter of fact, he makes 365 verses in the Bible talking about not fearing. One for every single day of the year. How amazing is that? Because he knows that what fear can do. Fear can destroy you. Fear can leave you hopeless. Fear can cripple you. But God says, do not be afraid or dismayed, because he will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:8. For I, the Lord, your God. Oh, this is another verse. Sorry. Isaiah 41:13 says, for I, the Lord, your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, for I am the one who helps you. Isaiah 41:13, as I mentioned. So he says, do not fear, because we are more valuable than sparrows. and he provides for them all. He will do the same for you. He says, it shows how he even clothes the lilies, right? And the verse that goes with that, Matthew 10:29-31, says, are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father, apart from him? But even the hairs on your head are numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are more valuable than many sparrows. And the verse that talks about the lilies and the significance of the way that God clothes these lilies, right? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. It's Matthew 6:28. He also talks about tribulation and trials in John 16:33, and that we will have many, many trials, but to take heart because he has overcome the world. He's far greater than any tribulation trial that you can go through. Anything the world can throw at us, we can stand firm in God knowing that he has already defeated sin and he will reign victorious with him. We will reign victorious with him forever. So in conclusion, we must fear the Lord for who he is and what he stands for, and know that he means everything he says. But when we have Christ, we should not fear the things of the world, because he reigns supreme above it all and will carry his children to victory. The future is set. We've already won. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for who you are, Lord. Everything that you've done, created life, everything belongs to you, Lord. I pray that those who do not have you, Lord, that they would have this fear of you, Lord, the healthy fear that can understand you, to know you, Lord, for who you are. To see our sin for what it is, Lord. That you cannot stand idly by and let things go. But you do have mercy, Lord. You do have mercy on the weak, and we all need you, Lord. So we pray that we have righteous fear towards you. But we also pray, Lord, that when we have you, that we would not fear things of the world, but trust in you every single day, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.